Mutiny. That's 2 hours I'll never get back, I announce when my virtual chat ends with the virtual agent assigned to my case of the malfunctioning printer. And yet some animal part of me had wakened in our tenuous exchange, a she-beast chafing at the bit of a corporate takeover. She'd growled at the weak offers that came her way, flattening the crumbs under her haunches, made of her body another body. Hers was a clarity unburdened of decorum, and I stood to the side, watching the precision of her work, woozy with envy, until I realized my hands were the arrows she'd drawn and pointed, my words the teeth she'd bared. And now, loosed out of the cage I thought was home, I can't imagine how I'll ever go back.